Brandon Curry's staff review of January classes. And we have a set of letters of support to see if you can approve them. What were the others? Setting of levies, setting of 2014 levies.
When are you wanting to do these?
Well, they're about here. Well, the legal notice, you need to talk with Ron and see what time he's put with them. Or the legal notice work.
Blood
buyout
demolition services contract.
Oh, the one that we got it was. That's right.
Okay. This letter of support that we're doing for Matt, is it?
He's going to send a copy for us to look at, for example.
Mm-hmm. Is it recalling it just the affordable rental housing project? I know that in this paperwork I've seen here, there's a...
Let's just put a letter of support for development in December. And that's how it comes in, it's how it'll, I guess.
I think it'll be coming from Andrew Banner.
For North Star Housing.
Well, it shows that it's
actually,
Dignity Now, Inc. and Max Weigel. It showed the apartment name was Saint Street Apartments.
You don't catch what Max says when he said that they wanted to spend $100,000
on the property.
To buy the property?
To buy the property. Developmental connection.
It's already under developmental disability board.
I know, but it sounds like that they're
some kind of figure
to buy it one to the other.
No. It sounds like they're selling it.
That's why I was asking for this red firm, or not red firm, but who these people are, who are they, who isn't.
I had typed up a letter of support for HCW for their Summit Ridge residences for you guys to look at and see if you want to sign it. I put it in each one of your boxes. But they've just emailed one, so I went ahead and printed off another one.
Is this the 55 and older? Senator Shader's office called me. City of Branson said it was okay with them.
Yeah, you have several people.
Yep, Shader said it's from the rear lobby.
Thanks. for Thursday?
Doug Hartford did what happened.
We ended it over in Hartford.
No.
Of course, it's over.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No. You would just say no.
Can't figure out why it's over there.
I know we are for a while.
Could they get a better turnout? Yeah. But it's the same engineers. They're building what they did. Mid-year and mid-year.
What's it easier for Jeff to go over there? It's the only one that's hard on June 8th. You're probably about halfway, aren't you?
Yeah, but you're talking about here first.
Guys? Tuesday, September 2nd, I believe.
Do we have anything?
Thursday, the 57th.
Wednesday, Thursday,
they lost up. It's the Daniel Missouri Governor's Conference. If we come up with a number of things that have to be in it, let's have a meeting of the day that these guys say yes, if that was not. Is it out there? If we're going to have a bunch of things, let's try to schedule for Thursday. Is it our right?
Did you guys approve all of
AP
today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this right here?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need it. Melanie was just asking if she needs to release it.
Who?
Melanie.
Everything was approved.
My show's up at Courthouse Award. Says, Dan, it's your hand.
You should give him the word. Is he rehearsed?
Go ahead.
One day.
Okay.
Could you make that print a little larger, please?
Jonas would like to come before the commission and talk about this $25,000 for this year and then give for next year's budget.
For this year, too.
Mm-hmm. So can you come before you guys and you tell me? Or
I don't know, but he wants to come for us and give me a vote no, that's fine.
My vote is for the left come for us.
The third question is, will you be in favor of the original 50 next year?
Yes.
Because we got a design that may not be, so you're going to be a...
I'm going to be in favor of the original 50 that we agreed on. I don't think that the county is the money pot for this organization when we have all the other partners, and as they presented the list that was public, we were three from the bottom on the right hand side of the sheet, and we were the initial.
Don't tell them that. Say, he gets a little more props.
Good. You don't tell him that Monday after I vote for no?
Yeah, I'll tell him that Monday.
Right on Monday.
Put us higher up on the list, might go ahead and get it to you.
I mean, in an emergency situation, say jump to us first for your hiring for that year in December to get you on board. Then.
Yeah, we put up the additional $25,000.
Yes, we did.
Just to get started before
you get started before the first of the year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then $5,000 when they needed it for the other emergency situation. This is not an emergency situation. Should they seek funding somewhere else? Not that I'm trying to be a hard head about it, it's just that I'm trying to be a hard head about it. I don't care if he comes before us or the other. My vote is no, so.
No on giving the money, but not no if he can't come for the commission.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with coming and asking for it. I think he's already asked for it, came and asked for it. Is that what the weight meeting was the other day, whenever he said, we're asking the commission for $25,000.
I think he kind of tried. It would never allow him to come to fruition.
We didn't put him on. He was, I think he got a hold of Brandon because he called me and wanted to know what was going on. And I told him that we didn't have, at least in my opinion, the meeting that we had the day of the WIT, which wasn't really forthcoming over, with the exception of a couple of items. But in the interim, I've taken time to go through the budget. There's money in the budget. There's money in the specific budget. It doesn't mean it hasn't been spent somewhere else, but not in his budget, in our budget for economic
development. Right.
We had talked about two or three different things for those additional dollars. PIO, which we didn't do.
Grant writer.
Which I truly believe we're missing out on.
Yeah, I think that's essential.
Yeah.
Exist.
A couple of others, but I have no problem with those coming here on Thursday next week to chat with the county commission about his request to have him to pay for the girl that he must hire.
So not
this
Thursday, but next Thursday. Okay.
No, this week or next week?
I don't care.
I won't be here this next Thursday, so I'm going
to do it on Wednesday.
Unless we do it Tuesday.
Unless we meet on Tuesday, we'll make them interesting.
Close open. Have a few of the end of Thursday.
I agree.
Mark Case would like to come before the commission sometime between September 1st and the 5th.
Mark who?
Case.
Corps of Engineers.
Oh.
To discuss partial road closure, Cross Timbers Road in particular, and maybe some general discussion.
Why did they close Cross Timbers Road?
Are you looking forward to it? I forget. I think it's over actually on Brandon's side.
This is in the road.
But this is the road down, I think, where they were having the problem with the. Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's where that's.
So,
kind of
need a date to give him, but we don't know if we're meeting on the 2nd.
How about the same Thursday or the? We're gonna have a meeting next week, whatever day that is.
Let's just start by rolling that on Wednesday.
You can start it then.
Let's have. Doesn't bother me to have it on Tuesday, but I will be stepping out to go to that surfboard meeting.
It would be helpful if we can kind of iron out or nail down a date, just because Thursday. I need to tell these people when.
Let's do it on Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay.
It's part of my birthday week, so.
It's the Thursday and the 4th.
When's your birthday?
birthday is this
week. It's next week.
His birthday.
Birthday.
The Branson Dinosaur Museum is requesting to have their penalties and interest waived. She will wrap this up on Friday.
The reason is? Does she have a recommendation?
During the weekday tornado, she has not attached a recommendation, but she brought us all this information.
I think that's too ancient to take up right now.
Wow.
See, you should have looked at the paper when you dropped it.
No. She was down here.
You
love her now?
That's easier, I guess.
No, we do this.
Just kept his head where I was.
The old girl related to the mill.
I think we need a recommendation on that for a reason.
Says please clear this unpaid debt and allow us to obtain a kind of commercial license.
Apparently she won't give them a commercial license until they're paid. They moved into the mall. Trying to strike was damaged. They didn't want to open one day.
They still won't own the personal property. That's like me, my four wheelers at my parents' house. Because I don't have to go ride it anymore. Pull out on a farm. So, until I buy land somewhere before I take a four wheeler, I don't think they're worth probably next time, right?
That's right. You don't license it, right?
Huh?
You don't license it.
I don't know what they want to pay taxes on some loans. Hypothetically.
Are we setting this up to this message, gentlemen?
I think we need to move us in with a further.
That's what she has a recommendation from the commission.
Can they operate a business without a county merchant license?
Apparently, I haven't been.
I know for a fact they have been. Went there Friday night. Saturday.
Not involved for getting a gas ID license for this department.
Do we want
it? We want the ability to look at anything that has to do with the ledger and the accounts. We want full access to budgetary or installed separately.
How they told us what it cost them?
Budgetary is like $1,000. $900.
You find out where all the other ones went?
Yeah. Don's got one. Galena's got one. Rick's got one. Yeah. The treasurer's
got all in that office.
But there's somebody else.
But like, what is it? They can't be on at the same time or something? So, like, if Don's on there, then.
I don't know that.
that make a difference for the number of capabilities that are up here?
Yeah, but he didn't.
Mark Riss, he's looking for approval for our storage solution. He's emailed me again, I sent this out to you guys last week. The email today and said we're times of the essence because
we're looking at like about 169,000,
and Peter wanted to pay 100,000.
Of course, he's willing to pay 100.
Yeah, not Mark's, but
that's what I meant.
Bob said it's me.
And Bob says it. What Bob says about gifts.
He's team. Now, he is the epitome of team player.
He is team player.
Channing's a blessing.
We don't have to beg him for
one
for Brandon. Let me write that down. That's one for Brandon.
Last one. So Thursday?
Put Mark on for Thursday. No. We don't have to put him on for anything. If you guys are ready to move forward, this is through a national purchasing
agreement.
He said Mr. Dixon would rather it go before the commission.
What I said was, why don't we put them on Thursday?
Well, I meant this. You didn't understand.
I wasn't quite done.
Sorry.
Do
not interrupt
him. More
like that.
Randy Hayes would like to come before and give a road and bridge update.
Well, does he want to do that?
All day Thursday.
Not this Thursday, the next
one.
I would like to be present and Randy can go forward if there are some questions.
Yeah, that's good. I would like us to consider listening to the information that God can put together regarding what David Castelletto brought to us. I can't imagine if there's a better time to discuss it and say no, we say no. We say yes, but it's something that we can move forward on. It's a long process. If you all remember,
I know what it is.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
That's right.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's on the way.
No, sir, I'm talking about requiring, before a home can be sold, you have to have a certificate that you're septic. Meeting certain standards. The people that are purchasing within our county within a year, they owe $15,000 in some septic. So, Stone County did this. The first opposition they had was from realtors, thinking they might not. Who did that? Thinking that they had to, wouldn't be able to sell homes eventually they got on board. Just a general discussion.
That's fine.
Did you come back in?
Yeah.
What are we calling it?
Ozark Waters Watch. See if John Sutee or ask Mr. Castelletto if he would come back with a follow-up performance regarding septic tanks. Resolution. And what else do you have?
I'll work with you. I'm worried from this Thursday. I would like a discussion that Mr. Hayes will have that was a big continued.
Yeah.
No, it's not this Thursday. It's a week before.
Right. You know,
Davis Aviation lease agreement.
Where if they don't have a third from these boys to take care of that, that's it.
So they're talking about they're at the.
Yeah.
Airport board already agreed to.
Sorry, yeah, it was at the airport board meeting.
We have several boards that have vacancies coming due. Do we want to put something in the papers? Do we want to put something on the website?
Why don't you do this for us? Build this a complete list, just a simple list of what those are. And you know,
let us start thinking. Those couple of nights, where are you aware of
it? We're aware of this week, and we'll take a look at the phone.
And what you're asking is to put it in the paper.
Just Yeah, like we did before when they put in their article saying, hey.
What's your opposition to that?
I don't have any opposition, but I think first we just need to, let's define what they are, put it on our website, put it on the website, and then we can ask the papers to write something we can identify.
Jerry Sims, I don't know, he's pretty much resigned from every board he's sitting on. Is that true or part of, I mean, since it's.
He hasn't said anything to about the park board, but.
Sent it to us, so.
On a resignation from the park board?
Well, he says we're dying from everything, so.
No, that's probably the park board too.
See if we can do it, yeah.
Because he's a good park board member, he's a, kind of an architect, engineer type style, that draws up all the.
Yeah, what else do we have?
I have a question regarding the 911 board. We made a couple of board appointments a month or so ago.
Reorganized.
We reappointed somebody and then we made a new appointment.
We appointed cyber. No.
No, 911, the airport.
Oh, airport.
We reappointed someone, we appointed Parker.
And
they didn't seem to recognize that.
That's true. There was some confusion on that one.
Joe Hall's not. He's moved out of the county first of the year.
My question is the Barker really an appointment or not?
Yeah, we appointed him, but they didn't seem to recognize it.
They didn't recognize it because they didn't recommend it. It was recommended by the airport manager.
That's the reason they didn't. That's the reason they comes.
But in our
mind. According to them, they didn't have a problem with it. They didn't have a problem with the individual, they had a problem with Mark.
Yeah.
Yes. Making the recommendation.
Yeah.
So are those appointments still good?
Her question specifically is Stan Barker. We've already voted.
Correct.
I just knew there was some concern from the airport board. I
wanted
to make sure.
Yeah, which other? You said on there from Brandon. Four.
Now, if Joe Hall's moving out of the county the first of the year, are we going to have to?
Yeah. It'll be a hard one to replace. Young blood left. And so.
Christine.
I see you need to be.
What do you need to make a motion for the third?
Second.
All
members out. Aye. Aye. As quick as on that as I am on payroll.
Thank you.